The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Adrian Weckler is the tech editor with the Irish Independent. Good afternoon, Adrian.
Hey, good afternoon, Jonathan.
Australia have this ban. Is it a total ban on under-16s on social media? And how seriously is Ireland looking at that?
Yeah, so next week, Australia is going to kick off a unique experiment that the rest of the world is looking at. It's going to try to ban completely social media for under-16s. In most of the world, it's against terms and conditions, and there are bans on under-13s, like in Ireland. In Australia, they're moving it to under-16. That means Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, X, Twitch, even YouTube, although not Roblox, interestingly. Now, what Ireland has done is, yesterday, it signed what it calls a memorandum of understanding with the Australian regulator. In other words, it's a formalized agreement to harmonize some of the technology and the techniques and the strategies and the policies between the two regulators. It's not to say that the Irish Commission na Mban regulator is about to introduce or even propose a ban for under-16s on social media here, but it is kind of flirting with it. It's a move closer, and it's a very overt signal that it is paying close attention to much stricter regulation of social media among young teenagers.
Are they trying to shut the door long after the horse has bolted? In fact, the horse has actually grown old and died at this point. How are we going to take these apps back off the children who access them every 5 minutes?
Yeah, well, if you mean we in Ireland or versus we in Australia, they're saying...
We everywhere.
In Australia, what they're saying is that they're going to fine the companies €30 million. It's not clear what kind of frequency that will be, or how they will enforce it. Like in Ireland, for example, in the summertime, we tightened up the rules on age assurance and age verification. So in theory, if an 11-year-old kid or a 10-year-old kid goes onto Facebook or Instagram, and if the regulator here sees enough of that, it will go and it will take action against the networks. Now, I've done my own testing on this, and it's pretty clear to me that there are still kids using the social media networks here. In terms of what actually works, though, it's interesting. The surveys that I've seen from the likes of CyberSafe Kids, they suggest that in primary school kids, like 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 9-year-olds, the incidence of using social media there, of owning phones, is actually going down a little bit. And that's because of kind of organic stuff that's happening in schools and peer pressure and even a touch of snobbery. If you're in a school and if your kid goes to school with a phone, the other parents, you know, they might kind of look down on you. You might be thinking that is happening independently of the regulation process. But generally speaking, you're right. There's no question about it. If you take a 13-year-old, for example, or even a 12-year-old, use of social media is universal and ubiquitous. So it's a steep mountain to climb.
The Australians have a bit of form here in trying to bring these big tech companies to heel. I think they tried to do it in terms of content creation as well. And that did actually work, that they started paying a little bit more than they do in jurisdictions like this. So, I mean, it's an interesting experiment and we will probably adopt whatever works.
Do you know what? I do not have that much faith that we will follow the Australians as closely, or that anyone will follow the Australians really as closely as we might think. And I'll give you this reason why. There's a big difference between Ireland and Australia. And if you were a cynic, you would say that it's an industrial lobby. So if you look at Dublin versus Canberra, the big lobby in Ireland is tech companies. That is a very, very big lobby here. It makes Micheál Martin was up in the Dáil the other day talking about keeping the lights on and all that sort of stuff. Ireland's very conscious of that. The big lobby in Australia is actually legacy media. It's actually Rupert Murdoch. The big lobby in Australia is actually dedicated to shutting down big tech and shutting down social media, and particularly in limiting social media's reach. So if you were a cynic, you might posit that part of this initiative in Australia is to try and shut off the distribution pipeline of a rival form of information to the likes of Murdoch's media, right? Whereas in Ireland, it's the polar opposite lobby. The lobby, it is a much bigger lobby from the likes of Facebook and TikTok and Google to keep that pipe open.
And they'll all point to, aren't we putting in these safeguards? They're taking out, I mean, at the irony here of full page ads being taken out in the newspapers by social media companies to try and tell the old people, don't worry, lads, we have it in hand. You don't need to stress about it. Is not lost on you or I. Adrian Weckler of The Independent, thank you very much for joining us, digital editor of The Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.